I mentioned on this show yesterday that the News Corp chairman and citizen of America, Rupert Murdoch, has tweeted about Prime Minister Tony Abbott's chief of staff, Peter Credlin, saying she must do her patriotic duty and resign. So today, of course, there are huge amounts of column space in newspapers across the political spectrum devoted to speculation about Peter Credlin and if she should step down or not, and if, in fact, Tony Abbott's leadership is terminal. Latika Burke is Fairfax's national political reporter. Good afternoon, Latika.
Good afternoon.
The knives are definitely out for Peter Credlin, aren't they? Do you think she deserves this?
Oh, they've been out for her for a very long time, tracing right back to opposition days. She has a fairly formidable style. Some may be a little unkind in how they describe her and her strategy. There have been numerous critics within the coalition, some of them public, like the Queensland backbench MP, Senator Ian McDonald, who has complained very publicly in the Senate about the Prime Minister's office being too controlling, too centralised, and basically bossing around elected MPs, cabinet ministers and junior ministers and the like. Now, these grumbles are far from new, and they have been percolating for the best of several years and really, really heated up in the last probably about 6 to 9 months, as it's become very clear that the Prime Minister's strategy just isn't winning over voters.
But can we assume that that's her strategy, that that's Peter Credlin's strategy? Does she really have that much control over the Prime Minister?
Well, if you listen to some of those who are inside the government, they believe she does. She exercises an extraordinary amount of control over the Prime Minister and subsequently the government in their view. But at the end of the day, she acts with the Prime Minister's authority. So she only ever has as much control as the Prime Minister wants her to have, as any chief of staff or staffer. So really, at the end of the day, the knives might be out for Peter Credlin. It's a little unfair, in my view. The knives should be out for Tony Abbott if people have serious complaints about his office. Many of them say that overtures have been made to him directly and personally and now publicly with Rupert Murdoch's intervention on Twitter, and that the Prime Minister has failed to heed their advice. So the problem, in my view, is not with Peter Credlin, it's with the boss.
So some commentators are suggesting that she's being used as a scapegoat for the Prime Minister's gaffes. Do you think there's anything in that?
Well, not entirely. I mean, there are some very valid complaints about how the Prime Minister's office runs and how she personally interacts with MPs and senators. But still, Angela, at the end of the day, whatever those complaints might be, if MPs and ministers feel that she's been a bit rude to them or not treated them respectfully according to their position, then it's still Tony Abbott's problem, because he is the one that clearly wants her to operate his office the way she's operating it. Now, the problem is, of course, is that it's not an effective office by the looks of it. The polls are tanking. They're starting to talk about Prime Minister Tony Abbott's leadership being in trouble. So, of course, they're going to home in on their targets that they've held resentment for a quite considerable amount of time.
Mm. Latika, Paul Sheehan has written today, Tony Abbott's party is already moving. The phones are running hot. They will not turn to the deputy leader, Julie Bishop. It will be Malcolm Turnbull. Do you hear the phones are ringing?
The phones are definitely ringing. I don't think it's transgressed yet into some serious number counting or anything like that. I think what is happening, certainly what MPs have told me and more than a dozen MPs have told me, is that they're calling each other. They've got some very serious concerns about his judgment and about his capacity to listen, learn and lead in the future. Now, they are not very good conversations if you're Tony Abbott for your backbench team to be having. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's anything more serious going on yet. But what I think it does signal is that time is really running out for Tony Abbott. He cannot afford any more mistakes. And that I think what has changed from last year to this year, Angela, is that they're now willing to contemplate what they've never contemplated before, and that's mimicking Labor in dumping a first-term Prime Minister. This is something that the Liberal Party has deplored when Labor did it, and they would rather have gone down and lost with John Howard rather than switch to Peter Costello in 2007. Mm-hmm. That is a huge psychological leap for them to make. They have made that leap, and now it's all up to Tony Abbott to show if he can repair the situation or not.
Mm. And, of course, Malcolm Turnbull is overseas at the moment, has been for some time. He really has been keeping his head down, hasn't he? Have you heard anything from Mr. Turnbull or his camp?
No, he's been tweeting about his work over in San Francisco, where he's as communications minister, meeting up with lots of tech types. This is a really interesting factor, and I think this needs to be stated a little more than it is, Angela, is that all this is happening without a clear leadership candidate. There is no one destabilising the Prime Minister. Unlike when Julia Gillard was the Prime Minister and everyone knew that Kevin Rudd was stalking her and everyone knew that he and his cronies were undermining her and using the media to destabilise her, this is not happening with Tony Abbott. In fact, if you speak to anybody in the government, the thing they desperately want is for Tony Abbott to succeed. Even his critics want him to succeed because that means they succeed and the government succeeds and they're in for another term. So that is the most fascinating aspect.
It is interesting, isn't it? So he's destabilising himself, really.
Exactly, and it's really serious. It's not at all being exaggerated by the media. It is very, very serious, and I, for one, cannot believe at this point.
That's right. And what do you make of Rupert Murdoch's entry into it all?
Well, those who know and have watched Tony Abbott very closely over the last 6 years, since he's been the leader, know one thing for years, Anytime you try and push him into an outcome, he digs in. So look at his paid parental leave scheme. There have been so many attempts by his own MPs to get that knocked off, pared back, shaved down, whatever. And the more you try and push him into that corner or lead him down that path, the more obstinate he becomes. So it was an intervention that most think will not help those who actually do want Peter Credlin to be removed from that job, because they think this will only make the Prime Minister more dogged in support of her, because he can't really be seen publicly to be obeying Rupert Murdoch's orders.
That's right. Interesting times. Latika, thank you for yours.
Pleasure.
All the best. Bye-bye.